I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. South Sudan remains in limbo following a two-week summit. The National Dialogue Conference was intended to foster peace and unity after years of violence. Now that the meetings are over, it's a question of implementation. Will South Sudan's president make the suggested changes? Will the country finally be at peace? World Concern's Joshua Bundi says,
"We have a peace process that has been going on since the country gained independence. We are not yet settled. And every day we wake up, you know, into new twists of this peace process. But we know we serve a God of peace. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace."
World Concern comes alongside local believers to help transform communities both physically and spiritually. We can connect you at missionnews.org. And Christmas and Easter are major holidays for Christians, but what about the rest of the year? Many folks don't attend church apart from these holidays. Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock says of their Emmanuel's Child program,
"What we're doing is we're equipping the churches to not only provide a gift, a Bible, and additional resources for their programs, but also to provide them teaching materials and the opportunity to not only reach out again during Easter, but to with these materials to disciple the child year round. So it is a program of discipleship above all."
Consider giving to Emmanuel's Child to provide a kid with a great Christmas as well as the gospel, and pray that these children will learn how much God loves them through these gifts. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.